The idea that a person's home is their castle has given rise to laws around the country allowing deadly force against intruders. Wisconsin is considering such a proposal. It would also protect shooters from civil lawsuits by the victim or their family. In the second legislative hearing on the bill, the NRA asked for amendments. Spokesman Darren Lasorte says a person should be able to protect themselves if they shoot an intruder in other places than just their home. For instance, their car.
So if someone's forcibly entering and unlawfully entering a vehicle that you're in, you would be able to be covered by this presumption. So carjackings, good example, kidnapping from a vehicle.
During the hearing, Democrat Fred Risser brought up situations where a homeowner might use deadly force against someone they didn't intend to. One of the bill's authors, Racine Senator Van Wangard, says having a judge presume self-defense allows homeowners to act in dangerous situations.
SB 79 isn't groundbreaking legislation and isn't going to turn Wisconsin into the Wild West, as some people would think it may. And this is a measured, balanced law that has been tested and proven successfully in many other states.
The Wisconsin Association for Justice is against the bill. The state bar's criminal law division also opposes it. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.